Welcome to the Howie Silbiger Show on the True Talk Radio Network. Get in on the conversation. Call 1-877-669-1292.
And welcome to the program. My name is Howie Silbiger. It's been a while. We have a lot to talk about. It seems that when I go on vacation, all hell breaks loose. That's generally what happens. And there's tons of stuff to talk about. And I'm not here to talk about it. But here I am. I'm back. And I'm here to cover the news that's happening. And it's not good news for the Jewish community, for sure not. So let's talk about it. Let's unpack it a little bit. And let's try to figure out where we go from here. It's hard to decide where we're going to start and what we're going to look at first. But I think the first thing we have to talk about is the elephant in the room. The Canadian government this week announced that they will be joining England and France in recognizing a Palestinian state at the United Nations in September. It's not shocking. It's not a big surprise that the Carney government, the Liberal government, decided that and that's what they're going to be doing. It's not a surprise that they will side with Hamas over the victims. It's not a surprise that they buy into the Hamas propaganda that has been spread for months and months and months. It's not shocking at all. The shocking part of the whole thing is that the Jewish members of parliament that are in the Liberal government right now have decided to stand behind the government. This is the shocking part of it. Now, all of these MPs, all these Jewish MPs that are in the Liberal government have declared that they're pro-Israel and have professed their love for the Jewish people and their pro-Israel side. Yet they stand behind a government that is actively working with a terror organization to ultimately destroy the state of Israel. These people are cowards. They care more about their jobs, they care more about their positions, the prestige of their positions, than they do about the people that they represent. They proudly stand up and say, we represent the Jewish people. We are Jews in Parliament representing the Jewish people. Yet when the majority of the Jewish people living in their ridings do not support Hamas and Hamas's genocidal intentions to destroy the state of Israel, these people, desperate to hold on to their jobs, stay as MPs, stay as members of Parliament, and prop up a government that is actively working to support the goals of Hamas. It is shameful. And it's shameful that they play on the insecurities of the Jewish community during election campaigns to get themselves reelected. They play on the fact that they share the same faith. They were born into the same faith as the Jewish communities. But it's all a ruse, and it's obviously a ruse. They are tricking you. They are charlatans. And they are standing and supporting a government which has now not only supported Hamas, and historically has supported Hamas, but are now standing and saying that they will reward Hamas by giving them a state after they massacred 1,200 people on October 7th and took hostages. They are rewarding Hamas with a state, as they still hold more than 50 Jewish hostages. Last week, we saw the truth. The truth was revealed last week when a picture of a young Arab boy appeared on the front page of the New York Times. The New York Times claimed, and then it spread everywhere. The New York Times claimed that this young Arab boy was being starved by the Israelis in Gaza. And this was an example of the starvation that Gaza was suffering under the hands of the Israelis. The boy looked like a picture of a boy coming out of a concentration camp in 1940s Europe. And that was the immediate comparison that was made across social media and by a lot of media outlets. But then the truth came out. The truth came out. The boy is now in Italy. He's not in Gaza, he's in Italy. And he is suffering from a disease, a neurological disease that's causing his looks, causing him to be skinny, causing him to look like a concentration camp survivor. He has multiple sclerosis, and he's being treated in Italy for the disease that he has. He was not starved by the Israelis. He's not suffering in Gaza. He's sitting in a hospital in Italy getting treatment for a neurological disease that causes him to look the way he looks. Now, if we compare that and the outrage that that caused, because that was a week of outrage, protests and demonstrations and people yelling to kill the Jews and destroy Israel, a week of that, and a week of hatred spewed upon the Jewish communities across the world over a blood libel. The New York Times apologized, but the damage was already done. You can apologize all you want, but when you commit that kind of damage, the damage is there. Compare that to a couple of days after that image was released. Hamas released a video of one of the hostages that they're still holding, that they took on October 7th, 2 years ago, and are still holding in their terror tunnels. This hostage obviously has been, I'm not going to show you the video, because I don't want to glorify Hamas's work. But the hostage looks as if he came out of a concentration camp. He has obviously been starved and beaten. He had a shovel. He was digging his own grave in a Hamas terror tunnel. This was the video that Hamas released. A man starving, being held hostage for 2 years, digging his own grave. What was the world reaction? Well, he didn't appear on the front page of the New York Times. Nobody said a word. Jews around the world have been screaming and crying and yelling, but media hasn't picked up the story at all. Because apparently when it happens to a Jew, nobody cares. When they thought that little Arab kid was being starved by the Israelis, that was on the front page of every newspaper across North America, across the world. When they thought that Arab kid was being starved by the Israelis, every media site online, every social media justice warrior posted that picture. But a Jew digging his own grave, being starved and humiliated by Hamas, who kidnapped him on October 7th and has held him hostage, along with 50, 60 other people at the moment they're still holding, that's irrelevant to the world. The social justice warriors don't care about that. Because social justice and freedom only applies to people who aren't Jewish. People who are Jewish don't get that courtesy. People who are Jewish don't get the sympathy, don't get the empathy. And when governments, such as the Canadian government, the British government, the French government, come up with statements saying that they are going to unilaterally declare a Palestinian state at the UN's General Assembly in September, when these countries do stuff like that, when governments of countries do stuff like that, they are sending a clear message that they do not represent the Jewish communities living in their countries, that they have abandoned the Jewish communities living in their countries, that they don't care about them. Because if they cared about them, they would have worked really hard over the last 3 years where Jews have been harassed, Jews have been attacked, Jewish institutions have been attacked, schools have been shot at. Over the last couple of years, they would have made it clear that the events happening in the Middle East have nothing to do with the Jews living in Canada and England and France. And that anybody caught attacking a Jewish community, anybody caught attacking Jews over politics happening in another country will be tried under the fullest extent of the law. And there are laws that ban that. There are laws that stop people from doing stuff like that. They don't do that. They haven't done that. So when Jewish communities are attacked, when Jews are violated, the governments don't care. But it's not surprising that the Liberal government of Canada doesn't care about the Jews. It's always been that way. It's been that way for a long time. It's like the Democrats in the States, and I don't understand the phenomenon of Jews consistently and continuously voting for the Liberals and voting for the Democrats. It doesn't make any sense. But this is what we live in. This is the world we live in. I understand you want to be a liberal. I understand that the conservatives might not reflect your political opinions or might not reflect the way you are. But when they actively work with an organization, they actively support, they actively prop up an organization that is calling for your destruction and the destruction of your country and your people, the genocide of your people. Don't you think that maybe you should take a step back? Don't you think that maybe you should start thinking that this is not the government that I want? This is not the party I want to support? This is not where I want to put my name down on? But Jews don't do that. They just blindly support. It's sad. It actually is really sad when you think about it. But we're living in a world where this is the truth. This is what's happening. And how do you change it? Why? It's impossible. Because no matter how much truth you show a fool, the fool is always going to be a fool. When Hamas attacked on October 7th, many countries around the world condemned the attack immediately. Canada was an exception. Then Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said that he didn't have enough information. There wasn't enough evidence for him to attack or assign blame for this massacre. It took him a week to condemn October 7th. And now the same government, just with a new leader, is supporting Hamas, is rewarding Hamas for killing Jews. Here, have a state. Thank you for killing Jews. Have a state. Thank you for holding hostages. Have a state. It's unbelievable. But we shouldn't be surprised. And I keep saying we shouldn't be surprised because Canada has a long history of not supporting Jews, of not caring about Jewish life. We could go back to World War II, where the ship of death, the St. Louis, left Europe with a boat full of Jews, left Europe, and came to, they're supposed to go to Cuba. Cuba didn't let them in. Then they came to Canada and said, hey, can we come in? And Canada turned them away, and they ended up going back to the concentration camps. We could go back to the Evian Conference, where the Canadian foreign minister and the prime minister were sitting there, and when asked how many refugees they're going to take from World War II, they said none is too many. We understand where the Liberal government comes from. We understand their heritage. We understand that they're just holding up the values that they always held up, that Jewish life doesn't mean a thing to them, that any minority that comes in is welcome with open arms, except for Jews. That if anybody stood up and did what's happening to the Jewish community, if it happened to the black community, if it happened to the Chinese community, if it happened to the Muslims, the Canadian government would be up in arms. Royal commissions and studies and the RCMP would be involved. But Jews are left to fend to themselves. Jews are left to spend tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars upping security, hiring security guards, making crazy, crazy, crazy fortresses out of their institutions, their buildings, just to keep people safe. Because the crazies are out there and they want to attack and the government doesn't care. And then in Montreal, in Toronto, you have radical left-wing mayors who are allowing protests and people to stand in the street and call for the death of Jews week after week after week after week. We're going into 90 weeks now. People standing in the street calling for the death of Jews. And if a Jewish person happens to show up holding an Israeli flag, the police take down the Israeli flag and arrest the Jewish person for incitement. So apparently, holding an Israeli flag is incitement. But standing on the street and yelling, globalized intifada, murder Jews, that's just political speech. This is the world we live in. Is this the world we want to live in? Absolutely not. Canadian Jews, European Jews, they're all in danger. In every generation, people rise to the occasion. They rise to destroy the Jewish people. We say this at the Passover Seder. But God always saves us. God always leads us in the right direction and always tries to save us. Always gives us the strength to fight back. And in every generation, there are the court Jews. The court Jews are the MPs that stand by the government. We have in every generation, you had the capos with the Nazis. You had the Jews who kissed up to the Roman Empire and to the Greek Empire. You had the Jews who massacred other Jews because it pleased the king. They always exist in every generation, these court Jews. And the court Jews of today are the ones who are propping up governments that are standing against the Jewish people. The court Jews of today are propping up governments that are supporting terror organizations that want to massacre all Jews everywhere. These are our court Jews. And unfortunately, there's a segment of the Jewish population, enough of the Jewish population to elect them in time and time and time again, that stand behind these people. The last election, I strongly urged Jews to vote against the Liberal government, to vote against the Liberals, to vote for the Conservatives or somebody else that's not a Liberal. And I was rebuked by many Jews who told me that they're not voting for the party, they're voting for the person. Well, the person supports the party. The person is the party. In the parliamentary system which Canada runs under, England and France run under the same system. In the parliamentary system, what happens is, as many seats as you have, that's who forms the government. So the person with the majority of seats forms the government. So if I take away a seat here and a seat there, and a Jewish parliamentarian takes away a seat here and a seat there, the government may not have enough seats to form a government and may not be able to form a government. But every seat counts. Now, of course, no government, I think it happened once in the history of Canada that a government was decided on one seat. But every seat that exists in a government makes a government stronger. And as a Jew, why would you want to be part of a party that is advocating or supporting an organization that is advocating for your murder? When did we become masochists? When did Jews become masochists? That we stand with parties, we stand with hatred, we stand with people who want to destroy us. I don't understand the concept. I don't understand why this is real, why this happens. Nobody's been able to explain it to me. It's amazing. But it happens in Canada, it happens in the United States, where the Canadian Jews prop up the Liberal Party and the U.S. Jews prop up the Democratic Party, and both these parties stand against Israel, they plot against Israel, they plot against the Jewish communities. They support Hamas, and yet we keep voting them in, and we keep supporting them financially. Why? The Jews that are in these parties should be ashamed of themselves. They should go into hiding. They should be put excommunicated from the Jewish community. We shouldn't be celebrating them. We should be reviled by them. We should be disgusted by them. How do you stand in a party? How do you stay in a party that is actively promoting an organization that committed a massacre, a genocidal massacre against your people? How do you do that? Why is your job more important than your people? It's shameful. But everyone's afraid. They're afraid to talk. Everyone's afraid to say anything. Whoa, they might disagree with me. Somebody might argue with me. So what? Somebody might be afraid. I'm afraid to be Jewish, people tell me. In Canada, they tell me, I'm afraid to be Jewish. I'm afraid to have a mezuzah on my door. I'm afraid to wear a yarmulke or kippah. I'm afraid to be Jewish or to show my Judaism. This is where we've come to. Synagogue doors are locked. Security guards standing in front of buildings 24 hours a day. Moats built around like castles, like fortresses. Security systems put in, fortress-like security systems put into Jewish buildings. When a church could keep their doors open 24 hours a day and say, anybody who wants to pray, come pray. Where a mosque has no problem opening their doors and allowing anybody to come in to pray. But Jews have to check IDs at the door, have to put metal detectors and bomb scares and whatever. They have to deal with that, but everybody else could live their lives the way they live their lives. I drive by churches all the time. There's no security standing in front of a church, and there doesn't seem to be much security as people are going in and flocking in to pray. That's the way it should be. Religious institutions shouldn't be attacked because of something happening miles and miles and miles away, thousands of miles away. Communities living in Canada and France and England should not be attacked because of what's happening in Israel. But only the Jews get attacked, and only the Jews get ignored by the governments. There's no police officer standing in front of the synagogues, stopping Jew haters from coming and wrecking places. Two lawyers had to go out of their way and had to work pro bono to get an injunction to stop people from protesting in front of Jewish institutions. Yet sometimes the police enforce it, not always. When there are riots, the police always pick out the Jews as the instigators. We're living in a time where Jews are being persecuted. If we thought that persecution stopped a long time ago, if we thought we lived free lives as Jews, we're being persecuted in England and France and Canada. Jews are being persecuted. And Jewish politicians who are part of the government are allowing this persecution to happen. It's really shameful. And it's time for Jews to reassess, is it really worth it to live in Canada? We saw COVID proved that the government could brainwash people to do anything. So if the government decides that they want to be the North American Hamas and they want to destroy the Jewish population, it won't be very hard to convince the population to go and destroy the Jews. We saw it happen once already. We can't be naive and think that it's not going to happen again. And when government starts supporting fascist genocidal organizations, terror organizations, we have to be really afraid. We have to really start rethinking the future of the Jewish population in Canada and England and France, across North America and across Europe. We have to really start thinking that maybe the only place to go, maybe the only place to be, is in a country where run by our own people, a country where we'll be protected. Or at least people will die and fight hard to protect us. Maybe we've outlived our welcome in a diaspora. I can't help but think that, you know, Jews yell all the time that, you know, we want Mashiach now. We want to see the coming of the Messiah. And then Messiah will gather all the Jews and bring them back to Israel. Maybe we missed a boat. Maybe Messiah came already, we just didn't realize it. I'm just thinking out loud. I know it might sound like heresy to some people, but think about it. The state of Israel exists. The nations are rising up to destroy us. It might be time to move to Israel. It might be time. This might be the big exile that we've been waiting for. Time to get up and move. Get out of the countries that want to kill you. Get away from the people that hate you. I've said it before, and I continue to say it. The people who are in the streets yelling, globalized intifada and kill the Jews and gas the Jews, and Hitler hasn't finished his job yet, and all the other wonderful things they yell and show at these rallies, are your neighbors, are people who live in the same city as you. These are people who foster extreme hate towards Jewish people. Just this week, one of the synagogues in Montreal posted a everyone's welcome to pray in our synagogue post, a pretty innocuous and innocent post. And the only comment on that post was from a baker from Montreal, who said, you should all be gassed in a gas chamber. Just an innocuous Chinese baker. You don't know where the hate's going to come from. And you don't know how much of it is going to spill over into reality. It's one thing to say, gas Jews in a gas chamber on Facebook. It's a whole nother thing to say, let's do it in real life. And once you normalize it in Facebook, once you normalize it on social media, it doesn't take much for some zealot, some crazy politician to get up and say, let's do this. And for people to say, hey, that's a great idea. We're living in dangerous times. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we are living in tremendously dangerous times. It's time to consider where we should be and what we should be doing. It's time to consider who we support politically. It's time to consider how we're going to defend ourselves. How are we going to survive this onslaught of Jew hatred? It's not easy. And it's not pleasant thoughts. And I wish we could have a happier show, but this is the reality of the situation. This is the reality of the world we are living in today. Three governments of Western countries have stated that they are going to reward Hamas for killing Jews. Think about it. Thank you for joining me. I will see you again next time, right here on the Howie Silberger Show on the True Talk Radio Network.